Despite the good air quality on Saturday, Mumbai's skyline was obscured by a layer of haze, as temperatures rose by a degree. According to the Mumbai weather updates of the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, the Kolaba Observatory recorded a maximum temperature of 33.3 degrees Celsius, which is 1.3 degrees below the normal temperature. Santa Cruz Observatory, the Met Department data showed, recorded a temperature of 34.4 degrees, and according to the latest Mumbai weather updates by the IMD, the maximum temperature will likely be around 33 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the minimum temperature is likely to be around 26 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is 90% and the wind speed is 6 km per hour. The sun rose at 6:34 a.m. and will set at 6:13 p.m. The IMD's latest Mumbai weather updates have forecasted a partly cloudy sky with possibility of moderate rain or thunderstorm for the city and suburbs over the next 24 hours. Mumbai weather updates, city's AQI remains good on October 19. The Central Pollution Control Board's Samir app reported in its latest Mumbai weather updates that the city's air quality was in the good category, with an air quality index, AQI, of 50 at 9:05 a.m. Unlike its streak so far, many areas across Mumbai and M-per the Samir app dashboard and M-showed good AQI. However, Mazgaon's AQI slipped further into the moderate category, at 104, and meanwhile, Baikalla and Ghatkopar recorded good air quality, with an AQI of 47 and 42, respectively. Kolaba recorded good air quality, with an AQI of 37. Borivali recorded an AQI of 71. According to data from the Samir app, Navi Mumbai recorded air quality in the good category with an AQI of 66, while Thane registered a good AQI of 57. The air quality index from 0 to 100 is considered good, 100 to 200 moderate, 200 to 300 poor, 300 to 400 very poor and from 400 to 500 are above severe. Meanwhile, as air pollution levels continue to rise in Mumbai, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, has revised guidelines issued last year for construction sites. The civic body will also form squads at the ward level to visit construction sites and act if guidelines are flouted. Sensor-based air pollution monitoring systems will be installed at all construction project work sites and immediate action to be taken if pollution levels are detected above the limit.